Here on the South Side, Jeff Hathorn with you with the Steelers 93.7 The Fan podcast as the team returned to Pittsburgh. Their first practice here since, well, OTAs and minicamp at least, as they prepare for the season and the final preseason game on Thursday. Steelers with a non-padded practice as they get up to speed for Atlanta and the final opportunity for a lot of guys. We talked to a number of players. They know it. It's that feeling. It's that pressure. It's that excitement of putting that last thing on tape. And a couple of the guys that were competing for a spot are no longer here. Cody White and Akeem Butler, both receivers. White been here since 2020. His father's in the Steelers front office. He was released injured today. And Akeem Butler, 6'5", this massive guy. We talked about him a bunch. Listen, the guy brings tons of ability. He can make a big play. He could do something physically where he shakes off a corner or even a safety because of his size, but it's those routine catches that he just wasn't doing enough. He would have a great catch and then drop one right over the middle. The consistency that he was lacking is a big reason why he is no longer here. Steelers bring Aaron Cruickshank. It's a guy who played at Wisconsin and Rutgers, can do a lot of different things, not a big guy, 5'10". He had like 400 receiving yards, 350 rushing yards. He had a bunch of return yards. He does a little bit of everything, play a multitude of positions, obviously brings some speed. They also signed a linebacker who was on the Bears practice squad last year to fill those roster spots. We talked to both coordinators today. One of the topics for Matt Canada, not only offense and how much it translates over from what you do in the preseason to in the regular season. Asked him about the offensive line, but he also said, was asked about Jalen Warren and Najee Harris. Are they going to change the split? Last year was 78% for Najee over Jalen as far as touches. Canada confirmed like, hey, listen, this is the preseason. We're resting our lead guy. He's still, no doubt about it, was the words he used, no doubt about it, it is still our lead tailback. Matt Canada talked today on a variety of topics, including that one, so here's your opportunity to hear him.
Matt, just the success you guys have had, first-team offense in these first two games, I mean, how much, I know it's only preseason, but can it help guys believe or buy in just to see it work and get the ball in the end zone this soon?
I mean, I think you said it best, it's just the preseason. I mean, obviously, we've got an agenda each game. I think, you know, if you look back from last year at the buy-on, I think our buy-in was probably, you know, better in some cases than, you know, outside the building. But obviously we're happy, you know, when you go out and play, you're playing to be successful. So we're happy with what we've done in a lot of cases and trying to spread the ball around a little bit and get guys touches and, you know, using the preseason for what it's for to experiment and do some things. So at this point, we're, you know, with the ones, we're pleased with, you know, the very small sample size. Yeah. And as you mentioned, it's just the preseason, so it really doesn't matter.
But there is an element, an agenda that you haven't been able to get to yet in terms of just time with the ones on the field. What is it? What would you like to work on?
No, I mean, I wouldn't say there's anything specifically. I just think, obviously, you go into these games and you want, you know, we're protecting Najee, you know, as an example. We're protecting Najee, but we want to get him a couple of touches. We're getting, you know, didn't get Allen to catch last, you know, the first week, so you want to get him. I mean, there's just, and some of that you can't. And sit there and say you're going to do that. It doesn't work like that. Everybody would like it to. So, I mean, through the flow of the game, we had a third down. You went with Allen on the second down, and, you know, and they got it on third down. So those things happen. So I don't think there's any major, oh, we got to do this. I'm just saying there is an agenda each week through coach as we talk. And so far, been, you know, we haven't hit every single thing, but we've been happy with kind of the trajectory where we are right now as far as looking at some things we want to see.
Matt, from the technical standpoint, was Hayward's touchdown legal? Did that push the limits of OPI?
Well, they call it a touchdown.
I mean,
that's my answer. Well, they called it a touchdown.
Will he be coached to do it that way?
Will he be coached to score touchdowns? Right?
I'm not answering that.
What?
Matt, Kenny, had one interception over the course of training camp. Obviously, he's protected the football well. Since the bye week last week, I mean, has his decision making just continued to grow and grow and grow?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I think he's maturing. I think, and we've talked about it. I mean, the speed of the game and year one to, you know, he got thrown in week four, whatever that was last year, and that was a, you know, that was a fast moving train. We got to the bye and settled a little bit, and he continued to play better. Everybody else played better too. You know, obviously, everything falls on him, but yeah, I think he's doing a good job with it. continue to do that. Again, the sample size this year is pretty small.
Matt, as you've seen Jalen grow and make plays, is there a desire to get him more opportunities with this offense?
Obviously, we want to get, you know, I think we're fortunate. We're excited about all the weapons we have. Obviously, Jalen had a, you know, really, really good run. And excited, and, you know, got it all the way to the end zone, finished the run. You guys are here. He finishes a lot of runs in practice, and that was really good for him to do that. But if you, you know, just back it up from the end zone, 18 had a really, really good block that got that done, right? That was a big deal. That's something we're talking about. That was big to see Tay finish that and do that. And then you come back to Dan and, you know, Isaac getting it done. So, yeah, Jalen, he's a guy that you look at last year on third down and all the things he did coming in as a rookie, and we'll continue to use all of our weapons, but happy with the way he's performed through camp.
Calvin Austin was a guy that a lot of people knew as a speedster who could just get open on going deep, but he had a really good slant route where he kind of won inside leverage. How does he even grow as a route runner?
You know, we're working on that continually. Again, he lost last year, so, I mean, we're trying to, you know, help Calvin become a second-year player without a first year. So obviously that was a really, you hit it on the head. That was a really good route, you know, opportunity for him to run after the catch. He's a guy that can do a lot of different things. It's, you know, not my area, but obviously the punt return was very good as well. So Calvin's had a good camp. We're bringing him along as fast as he can come, and happy with his progress thus far.
Matt, in your experience, is a good preseason, can that carry over to the regular season and vice versa, or not?
I don't think you ever want to have a bad one. I mean, I think if we're going to go out there and play, you want to do it. We're not minimizing it, that it, you know, that there's not some things we're building on and we're trying to stack days and do a good job, but it is the preseason. We all know that, and everybody we play has agendas and things they want to look at too. I mean, there's different rotations. You're putting a guy here and there, so it's not, you know, it's as close as we're going to get to the regular season, but, you know, playing somebody else, and I think that's always a good opportunity to see where you're at. But, you know, we're just going to keep, we're coming out of work really hard today and just keep, you know, methodically moving forward and getting ready for the 49ers ultimately.
Matt Najee's only taken a couple of carries in preseason game action. Mm-hmm. And after the game, he talked about there was a bit of a plan to kind of limit the workload a little bit. How much of that is keeping him fresh going into the season, and how much of that is getting more opportunities for Jalen and Anthony?
A lot of it is keeping him fresh for the season. You look at what, you know, we asked Najee to do the last couple of years, and you guys talked about it after his year one, right? How many touches he had, how many times he was on the field, the amount of plays, and all those things. And last year, we referenced after the bye a lot. We ran the football quite a bit, and Naj was a big, big part of that. Not that Jalen wasn't, but so it's a, you know, your body can take so much. We feel like he's done a lot. We're going to continue to, you know, we want to get him to the show and get him ready to go play for us. And so it's been a systematic plan to keep him upright, and at the same time, get him ready to play. And that's a fine balance for everybody.
Based on the development of the rest of the running back room, do you still anticipate the carries to be divided similarly to the way they were the last couple of years, with Najee taking just that lion's share of them?
I would say that we're going into it like that. Najee's our one. There's no doubt about that. And I mean, I think we're protecting him to get him to that point. I would never want to, you guys know, we're never going to lock ourselves into any kind of what it's going to be or how it's going to go. I don't think that's fair to anybody. But that's certainly, we're planning on Najee, you know, being Najee when we start the regular season.
How much improvement have you guys seen from Dan Moore as he continues to hold off the first-round pick?
I think he's had a really good camp. I think he's playing very well. And, you know, I think, again, Dan got thrown in as a rookie himself, right, and had to do a lot of growing up in front of everybody. Yeah. And I think he's continued to grow and worked really hard. His technique's really, really good. We're happy with where he's at.
You mentioned that, the way he finished the run, Warren. Have you always known he's had that finishability, the speed at the end? We've always talked about his burst.
Yeah.
But the finish.
It was a
run.
Pretty impressive run right there. I mean, it wasn't like he was, I mean, he was a really, you know, to beat the safety and find a way to score, I thought was a really, really good finish. I guess I'm referencing the way he practices as you guys watch. I mean, you know, practice is a challenge. You finish, you run, and, you know, Jalen, he finishes. Every day he does that and works it, and I think you saw that in the game come to life. So real credit to him.
How much is having four of the five offensive linemen back from last year starting accelerated what you guys have been trying to do?
A lot. I mean, obviously, keeping them all upright last year was huge. That unit being together was so good. And you bring Isaac in, you know, unbelievable veteran presence and a really, really good player. I've said it a lot. I mean, I think we'll go as far as our line takes us. We've got a lot of really good talent on the edge and skilled players. And Pat can do a lot of tight end, and Darnell's coming, and Connor can do a lot of things. All that's great. You got to block them. And we're always going to talk about that. You went up front, and as we've continued to grow and get better and better through growing up, through acquisition, through draft, whatever you want to say. I think up front we're getting better.
The Bills look like they tried to disguise several different coverages, and Kenny Pickett didn't look phased in how they were approaching that. How does that open up more of the options that you guys draw up concepts to attack different things the defense is doing?
Well, I mean, I think that's probably a question more for Kenny. I mean, we're going to have, plays have answers for mostly every coverage, right? I mean, that's universal. That's not anything special. And I think, obviously, the game is slowing down for Kenny. You know, going back to one of the earlier questions, I mean, 1-2, and as it's going, and Kenny sees it. He dissects the defense. He's getting the ball, to the right place at the right time. And but he stepped up in the pocket a couple times and, with his eyes downfield and, almost got Allen on one, got him on the next one. So I thought he played well, and I think the game's, I think he's seeing things very well.
Matt, from maybe the outside, how overlooked is the wide receiver's abilities to block this game?
Well, I mean, I don't know how overlooked it is. It's just big runs occur when the wideouts block. Obviously up front, the linemen, their job is to give them a couple yards. The back's job is to maybe get through the line. The big ones happen when what occurred a couple of nights ago happened. Jalen got through. It was really well blocked up front. Jalen made a nice cut. Kenny got the ball where it's supposed to be. And then Tay finished it on the corner and got into the safety. And then it went back to Jalen in the one-on-one matchup, and he finished it. So, everybody's got to do their job. But I think it's a big part. It's been a focus. It's been a point of emphasis by all of us, and certainly credit to the wideouts and Frizz for continuing it, to keep it at the front of the, front of the top of the list and doing a good job with it.
Two more.
You mentioned Darnell. Obviously, when you guys drafted him, we all knew about his ability in the run game as a blocker. Is he a little ahead of schedule with what he's helping you guys do? I mean, he drew those two interference calls to get you a new set of downs.
Yeah, I wish we could have. You guys have been here, seen him make some plays. So, yeah, I think we saw that on film. Obviously, to your point, I think he was, we all knew what a good blocker he was, and the way he can come in and help control the edge or do certain things at that point. So I think those are what we expected. But he has made some plays through the spring that kind of brought that to our attention and continues to do that.
Speaking of tight ends, you guys have a ton of depth there. Can you imagine the four tight ends, and then how can you showcase that depth on game day?
Yeah, that would be a question for somebody besides me as far as those decisions go. But I will go to your first part of your statement. We got a really, really good tight end group. I mean, I think Pat obviously made a play. We've been talking about Darnell quite a bit. I think Connor and his flexibility is something we've all seen, and he makes a lot of good plays. I thought Gentry probably finished the game blocking as well as he has for a while, and I think Rod's really done a good job. So I think all five of those guys are doing a great job, and we're fortunate to have them, and we'll continue to coach them throughout the next game and this week and see what happens.
Deontay Johnson with that block, a couple of guys were talking about looking back on it in film session, and they didn't want to make too big of a deal of it, the 62-yard run. But something Chiefs Okorafor said to me that stuck with me is how everybody was in the right position on that play, and that's what should be remembered. Like, everybody did their job to make that gaping hole, including Jalen to make a cut, and then Deontay Johnson down the field to make that block. Deontay, known for his receiving, known for his ability to get third downs, obviously maybe infamous, people see drops or not having a touchdown last year. Those are some of the other things, but he's working on his blocking, and he was proud of what he did. Here's Deontay from today.
Oh, just being a team player, whether the ball come my way or not, just do my job, because you never know where the ball going to be at. And luckily, he came to my side, and the play calls to my side, so I had to be on point.
What kind of reaction do you get when you do something like that from your coaches, your teammates, from him?
Coach TV trying to get on me a little bit about blocking downfield, so I kind of wanted to show him I can block or not. But like I said, that's something I try to work on during camp this season, last year as well. So it's not like I can't block. I just got to put it on film and just show.
How much do you feel you've improved in that area?
I feel like I improved. I always get blocking, and it's just me just wanting to do it sometimes, but I can do it. And that's the mindset I always have. So it may look like I don't do it sometimes, but I do.
Deontay, the motif of developing explosive plays, I mean, how do you feel that's come along this season? How much of that is development through another year in this offense and more comfortability from Kenny?
It's a lot. I feel like we've been progressing day by day. It's not going to happen overnight. feel like we had a good camp. First two preseason games, we seen we came out starting fast. Kenny moving the ball real well. He knows where he wants to go with the ball as well. And offensive line doing a great job of keeping them protected, keeping them upright back there. Najee doing a good job. Running back doing a good job blocking and all that. And receivers as a unit, we look way better. As far as from preparation standpoint, like knowing our plays, just moving faster, communicating better with each other out there. Once we do that, that allows us to play fast and not overthink out there. And when you do that, we don't have to really worry about nothing else, to be honest.
Deontay, is there also a trust now because you guys have had some time together?
Yeah, for sure. I feel like it. Me and Kenny in the unit, to be honest, me and Kenny specifically got closer, just chopping it up at breakfast, lunch, dinner, That's how it went down then. Just being around the receivers, you see it. He's comfortable. We all come around comfortable with being around each other. And it shows at practice as well that he trusts any one of us at any moment. So, like I said, we always got to be on point, be in the right position, and make the catch whenever the ball come our way.
Talking about the receivers room, if you think back to this time last year, nobody really knew what George was going to become.
Who?
George.
Oh, George.
How different is it now having him you kind of know what to expect from him now and how he fits in with the rest of you?
George is George. I feel like nothing changed with him. You're going to get George. You're going to get the raw George every Sunday. George is a hard worker. I'm doing a great job of leading him by example, and he's following me. No matter what it is, questions or whatever it is that he needs help with, I'm there, and he's doing whatever he do out there. You see them one-hand catches he's doing day in and day out, the blocks he do, putting people on their backs and stuff like that. So I feel like he's just been growing each and every day.
Deontay, I assume you just scratched the surface of the playbook, at least with the first team. How exciting is that to be that successful and really hasn't gotten probably a ton into what you can do as a unit?
It feels good, Like I said, just one day at a time. We pretty much know the playbook already. It's pretty much like similar as last year, so just adding in a few here and there new plays and whatnot. But like I said, it's not really new. It's just us going out there and executing and making the plays. It's like the more we talk about the play, like no excuses. So, no matter what play it is, just as long as we do what we do as a unit, and execute it. That's all that matters.
Deontay, going off of that, how much left is there for this offense to prove after?
Say it one more time.
How much left is there for this offense to prove after, a couple of good preseason games?
It's always room to improve. Can't let two games define a whole season and whatnot. How can I say it? Just say that's how we're going to beat it or whatever. But, no, you can improve it every day. That's what I'd say on any specifically, attribute like me or like catching the ball or whatever. It's just little things. You can't just focus on one thing. Everything can get better. So, and I feel like we've been doing that. We're going to keep showing that because Coach T harp on that every day. And like I said, our biggest thing is just starting fast.
Even though it's only preseason and it's a small sample size, does it make it easier at all for you guys to kind of buy into Canada's vision, just with this vision as you guys have been and how you are doing on this early part of the exhibition game?
Just a lot, last year we had a lot of new guys and whatever. This year, we got our guys back, a few guys in there. And the offense really just buying in. It's really, we just got to believe in ourselves. And when we get out there and trust in whatever, that each and every person going to do their job. And we're going to move as one. And I feel like these past 2 weeks and the whole training camp, we've been showing that. We're going to continue to show that throughout the season.
Because the numbers were down last year, how cognizant are you guys of just kind of the doubts from the outside?
From points standpoint? I would say we're not really worried about that. Like I say, when the time comes, the first game or whatever, or this game coming up, we're going to show what we've been working on this whole training camp. And we showing a little glimpse of it the first two games, but on the first game, we're gonna put it on display for sure.
Would you like to get a little extended time Thursday to kind of just keep building off what you guys have?
Yeah, it would be good, but it's up to Coach T at that point. But at the end of the day, I'm preparing like I'm playing the whole game, so it don't matter if I'm in there or not right now. So, like I said, I'm just preparing like I'm playing the whole game, so is the whole offense as well. So, whenever we get taken out, we get taken out. If not, keep playing ball.
We talked to Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin. We'll hear a little bit more from him coming up. We talked to Steelers defensive coordinator Terrell Austin. One of the interesting battles is for the slot corner. Chandon Sullivan brought in from Minnesota, played a number of games there. But Elijah Riley, this guy that Steelers plucked from the Jets a couple years ago, he started 7 of 7 games with the Jets over a stretch of time. He's kind of moving from safety into slot, and he's starting to turn a little bit of heads. Like, he's making that a competition with him and Sullivan. Obviously, they have the opportunity to move Patrick Peterson in, but it's, can Elijah Riley also provide another position? It would seem like, on, from a special teams-wise, that Elijah might have the edge with the way he plays teams, but what is he going to be able to do to allow the team to keep him, because he can also do something else? You know, for instance, Arthur Maulet could play slot, but he could also play some safety or special teams if you need it. Can Elijah Riley do that at a consistent basis to where he can win himself a roster spot over Chandon Sullivan? Or has Joey Porter come far enough where they trust him? Porter's on the outside, and they move Patrick Peterson to the inside. That's some of the things that are going to be happening Thursday. And then as these coaches sit down over the weekend trying to figure out that roster that has to be trimmed from 90 to 53. It's the first year they haven't had the 75 limit, so it was almost a tiered system. This is the cuts all coming at once. It comes on Tuesday. There's about a week for a lot of these guys. Tanner Muse was one of them saying today, like, hey, I'm not sure where I stand. Miles Boykin feels good about what he's done special teams. Spencer Anderson has done everything they've asked. He's switched positions mid-drill. Whatever they want him to do, he's had to learn 3 different positions and had to learn it on the fly and had to be good at it in order to try to find a roster spot. And that's an interesting one because of the struggles of Kendrick Green, if he is good enough to play center. So the defensive part I bring back, and an opportunity to listen to Terrell Austin.
Now, in the dive he got with Porter out there, were you likewise excited by that play?
Yeah, I think it was good, you know, get him out there and let him, you know, experience some new positions on the field. It's one thing to work it in practice. It's another to get, you know, get that game action. So I'm sure that was kind of a, you know, maybe felt good, but probably a relief.
And seeing Joey play the way he did, does that give you some reassurance that he can do his part in what you have planned?
Well, we'll see. That was one small sample size. We'll see if he can build on that this week and continue to do that, because that's really the key. You know, you can't make one. You know, he goes in, has a good outing, and then, you know, we give it to him. It's like, you know, we want to see those things, the good plays and the good things show up repeatedly.
From what you've seen of him in camp and maybe even in the spring, does he have better hands than one career interception in 3 years would suggest?
That's to be seen, but I think so. I think so.
Along the same lines, Sullivan and Riley both made plays for you. Just overall, the slot corner position, what are your feelings after 2 preseason games and a bunch of practices?
I think those guys are both making a case that they belong. They've each made some plays. They've each shown improvement, which is what I'm really looking for. They've each shown improvement from game 1 to game 2. And so we'll see how it plays out here. I think it's still a tight competition. It's going to go down to the wire. And we'll see how that shakes out after this week's game.
Eli Wallace made the point, asked him to lock him up. Atlanta being the final tune-up game and such a run-oriented team, like, do you feel sound enough in the secondary if you're not tested a bunch by them trying to pass? And so, well, this is good for us because, you know, we see San Francisco week 1. They love to run the ball. So, like, do you kind of think the same way it's good for the defensive backs to get up in the run game in a game like this as a dress rehearsal?
Absolutely, because, you know, our goal is to be the best run defense in the NFL. And you can't do it if your corners and your secondary guys aren't fitting to run and don't tackle. And so, yeah, this will be a great test for us. Those guys ran the ball well on us last year in the game we played down there. We were doing okay, and then they started really getting some holes there as the game wore on. So it's going to be a real good test for us in terms of how we hold up versus that run game. I think, you know, and you will get tested in the pass game because these guys are chunk hunting in terms of play action pass. They're going to have that ball down the field, and our secondary is going to have to play well.
Is this a game where you're kind of rooting for them to put the number 1 out there, Robinson, so you see a good test out of him?
Absolutely. That guy, just a few snaps you see why he got picked so high. But I think, you know, regardless of who's on the field, I think it's more of us and how we play and what we do is really the key and the things that I'm looking for.
From what you've seen so far, why has Nick Herbig made such a quick transition so far?
I think
you know, you look at it, he's got a nice skill set in terms of rushing the passer and doing those things. But I think when you look at the way he prepares himself, the way he works, his motor, he's got all the intangible stuff that helps guys grow really fast in these type of environments. And I think that's why he's been able to transition so well.
With him now in the fold and you know, others, just it seems like you have more depth at the edge rusher position than before. How do you feel like that will show itself on Sundays, or how he works some of those other guys in beyond just TJ and Alex?
Well, I think we feel pretty good about our edge depth. Marcus Golden is a proven vet, and I like what he's been doing. Nick's showing it right now in the practice games, and we got to see if he can take that to the regular season. But I feel better about that position. I feel that those guys, Alex and TJ, will have somebody to give them a spell, quality work behind them, and it'll give us some quality play. So I feel a little bit better. I feel a lot better about that position.
Do the veterans that you have in the secondary give you more flexibility this year versus others as far as things you can call and the different variety of ways that you guys can discover with Bird, excuse me, disguise what you guys are trying to do?
No, I think we've always had a really I've really liked our secondary since I've been here in terms of their acumen, in terms of their intelligence. And so I don't think that's going to be much different. We always move guys around, as you guys know. We'll see in terms of how they fit. They may move around differently. They may move around and play different positions. But I think in terms of the structure and the way we want to do it, these guys can give us what we have been getting.
Talking about rolling around guys, you know, some men could walk up and wreck some runs a little bit. Is the ability to move them around a little bit more available to you because of the different mix of guys, you know, the ability to play Pat inside or out and KZ and Neil and be able to mix and match pieces a little bit to free him up to do some of that different stuff?
Yeah, I think that actually kind of started a little bit last year. He's been moving around a little bit more and has a little bit more flexibility. But, you know, as you guys all know, and we'll make no secret of it, we like him patrolling the middle of the field because, you know, I feel he's the best in the business. But he does give us flexibility, and he does move around, and having those other guys there that maybe can do some of the things he does and not having a huge drop-off will help us, you know, facilitate maybe a little more of that.
Mike has talked about before how much the details matter to him, how detail-oriented he is when mm-hmm. he's studying, watching film. How do you see that translate, and how much of a difference does focusing on the little things matter for a player like Minka?
Well, that's always been Minka. He's always been that guy. This is nothing new. And I think that's part of the reason why he's a great player. I think when you take a guy who obviously has outstanding ability, he's got really good football sense, but then he just works at the game so hard and you know, always trying to improve his craft. That's why he plays the way he does, and I don't think that's anything new. He's been doing that since he's got here. It's important for all of us. But for guys that are really good, it helps elevate their game even more.
I've heard a little bit that Levi Wallace has brought out Minka's more talkative social side.
Yeah,
have you seen that change at all? Is there noticeable difference to you?
Okay. I was going to answer that like, okay. No. They're great friends, and Levi's awesome, but like, Mink's never going to be a talkative guy.
Isaiah, has he continued to take a step forward, and are you pleased with the depth you have with cuts coming here in a week on the defensive line?
I like the depth we have on the defensive line. I think those guys, really, it's been a great competition, and there's going to be, you know, some tough decisions have to be made, because I think at the end of the day, we may lose a guy that we know can play in the NFL. And so I think those guys, Milk and all those guys, they've been doing a really good job. The competition, it's a healthy competition, which is what I really like. The guys are pushing each other to be better, not, you know, being petty about stuff. And so I think it'll be interesting to see how this shakes out this last week. But I think it's been a really good group. Really like that group.
With the nickelbacks, I know that you said it's a tight competition. Is there room on a defense for two guys, or is that a position that you really only limit to one?
I think there's room if you have another skill set. You know, whether, you know, Eli can play safety, Sully can play corner. If you can play another position and not your main position, I think that gives you an opportunity to keep two, especially, or if one of them is a special teams demon.
Mm-hmm.
I think that obviously that really factors into things. If one of those guys is really strong special team and he doesn't win the job, he's still got a great opportunity to win a spot on the team.
How do you see Marvin Leal kind of embrace that role as a change of pace? He's such a different kind of body guy. And how can that be an advantage for him?
He is because he, you know, we got the big strong guys, and then you got this guy who's like a, he's like a big athlete, you know, real slippery, flexible, really like unique for that big guy position. And I think he's embraced it, and I like it. I think he's kind of a Swiss Army knife that can do a lot of different things and create some problems for the other team.
Is he like, you know, if you're going up against Cam all game and then 98 comes in there, that's like a very, almost as different as you can get when you're talking about this guy playing defensive traffic.
Absolutely. And it is. And it's no different than, you know, guys are, that maybe travel and cover receivers or certain tight ends, and then all of a sudden a different tight body comes at you. It's a little bit of a change, and how fast can you adjust to it? And hopefully we win the battles in the meantime.
All right, that'll do it. Steelers on the south side. Jeff Hathorn with you. Check out all of our coverage at 937thefan.com. We'll be here on Tuesday. Mike Tomlin will talk. You get a chance to hear that. And we'll also break down what he has to say about playing time and how he's going to approach this final preseason game. With the Steelers on the south side, I am Jeff Hathorn, 93.7 The Fan.